Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the sin of being too nice. Today's first reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 through 17, warns that all who live religiously in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Is anyone damaging your reputation, rejecting you or abandoning you because you're standing up for biblical truth and Christian virtue? If you have not yet been persecuted, you've not followed Christ very far. Following Jesus religiously means going all the way to the cross. Along the way, we meet disbelieving Pharisees and others who don't want to hear the truth. It is possible to have an easy life as a Christian. We can successfully work hard at being so nice that we're liked by everyone all the time. We can avoid controversial issues. We can love others by only affirming them, never challenging them to new growth or a better understanding of healthy, holy living. We can go so far as to pray that God will lead the sinners we know to repentance, hoping that He'll do all the work. But none of this is true Christian living. Scripture calls this type of Christian a charlatan. It's a fake Christianity. It's certainly not a description of Jesus. Such people are deceived. They deceive themselves into thinking that they are okay simply because Jesus loves them and that He will take them to heaven when their time of being nice on earth is finished. For them, that's all that matters. The problem with this is that it's very selfish. It shows a lack of concern for the condition of the souls of others. It's self-protective, guarding the comfort of an easy life, keeping it non-confrontational, avoiding persecution, sustaining the illusion that there is no real need to do otherwise, very likely at the cost of justice, love, and even the salvation of others. If being Christian means being only nice, why do we need the Bible? St. Paul says, "All Scripture is inspired by God for teaching, refutation, and correction, and for training in righteousness." But it's not nice to refute lies and misconceptions, nor is it easy to successfully give correction. Sometimes we are called to quietly smile and show love by our niceness. When we're with someone who is not ready to hear the truth, we can do more harm than good by forcing it upon them. At other times, we are called to show our love by speaking up about the truth, even if it stirs up trouble. How do we know when to be quiet and when to speak up? Only by listening to the Holy Spirit and paying attention to the nudges and inspirations that come from the Lord. What's the value of being a Christian if we don't care enough about others to tell them the difficult truths that will bring them closer to Christ? What's the value of following Christ if we don't stand up for the truth and go all the way to the cross with Him for the sake of their eternal happiness?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.